This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hi, and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Today, I've prepared a very special show for you. In this pre-recorded session, I want to send you a virtual present, a story I've written just for you. This is my gift from my heart to yours. A bright light from heaven grew brighter with the birth of a little girl. This little girl would grow to be a young girl, a teenager, and a young woman. As time grew, she changed and blossomed. She was a beautiful lady, inside and out, and soon attracted the attention of a young man who knew she was the one. At times, things were good, and at times, well, her choices could have been better. She worked hard at her task and often fell less than her best. She became a mother and things changed. Somehow it happened. She didn't know when the busyness set in, waking up to feed a crying infant, a child who needed her, taking care of her home, her responsibilities, and her family, and somehow her relationship with her husband became strained. The harder she worked, the more she felt behind. She was there for everyone. She was there for her children, for her husband, for her extended family, for her friends, and for her church. If anyone needed her, she dropped everything to help. She tried to keep a neat home, tried to create meals that were hot and ready, and her laundry was somewhat done and somewhat folded. Don't ask if it was put away. Each night, she fell exhausted into her bed and at most only had a few scant hours of sleep before she woke up, either worried about something or because someone needed her in the night. She woke to feeling she had barely shut her eyes, but pasted a smile on her face so that no one on the outside knew what was happening on the inside. She felt spent. She felt that no one understood, and she felt that she was a failure. After all, everyone else she knew had it together. They used crock pots, had systems for getting their laundry done, and their children were dressed in matching hand-sewn outfits. She, on the other hand, was delighted when her children's socks matched. She was exhausted. She didn't feel well. She had children that needed her, really needed her. She longed to be happy, to be free, to have a deep sense of peace that surpassed all understanding, to feel confident and secure with the knowledge that she was truly loved. She wanted to have it all, the love of her family, the love of her friends, and the love of her neighbors. But what she failed to realize was that these things were not in her control. One evening, when she was more tired than usual, she lay down in bed, halfway to sleep, when a tiny light began in the corner of her room and soon bathed her in a soft light, and she heard a voice. You will never be satisfied, fulfilled, or content with being loved until you are content by being loved by me alone, until you discover that only in me is your satisfaction found. You will not be capable of true freedom and detachment you crave. I ask for nothing. No, you will never be happy or content until you are united with me, exclusive of anyone or anything else, exclusive of any other desire or longing. I want you to stop planning, stop wishing, and allow me to give you the most thrilling plan existing, one that you can't imagine. I want you to have the best. Please allow me to bring it to you. Keep your eyes focused on me. Don't expect to receive the greatest things of this world, whether material or relationships, until you experience the satisfaction that I am. Keep listening and learning the things I tell you. You just wait, that's all. Don't be anxious. Don't worry. Don't look around at the things others have gotten or that I've given them. Don't look at the things you think you want. Keep looking at me keep your eyes focused or you'll miss what I want to show you. And then, when you are ready and are content in the here and now with what you have or don't have, when I see you are ready, only then will you have what you crave for. I am working even this minute to have everything ready until you are satisfied exclusively with me and the life I have prepared for you. You won't be able to experience a love that exemplifies your relationship with me and is thus perfect love. And dear one, I want you to have this most wonderful joy, the freedom that contentment is only conditional on the love you have for me. I want you to see your relationship with me in that context and to enjoy the everlasting union of beauty and perfection and love that I offer you with myself. Know that I love you totally. Believe this and be satisfied. She woke up with conviction and sprung from the bed. She felt refreshed, although she knew she had barely slept. She replayed the words in her mind. Don't be anxious. Don't worry. Don't look around. Listen. Wait. Know that I love you totally. She knew it came from the Lord, for who else could love her so unconditionally? She wanted to shout with joy, but didn't want to wake the rest of the family. She quickly got back into bed, so excited she didn't know if she could sleep. Peeking out from her covers, looking for the bright light, not seeing anything, she put her head down, and despite her joy, sleep went out and she was fast asleep. Upon awaking, the morning threatened to ruin her newfound peace, but she held on to the words, I want you to have the best. Stop planning, stop wishing, trust in me. She made it through the morning happier than she had been in a long time. She held those thoughts close to her heart. At some point during the day, she pulled out her Bible, prayed, and listened. The Lord gave her a beautiful passage to read. They were scriptures she had read before, but somehow the words spoke to her and pierced her heart, giving her a new one. She now knew that the Lord had given her a heart full of love. She heard the word true. She began to write furiously in her journal. The thoughts came pouring out. T is for truth, the truth that only comes from loving and living as the Lord wants. R is for real, being real with myself and others, knowing what I can and cannot do, and making sure that my priorities are in order. U is for uncompromising, knowing that certain things, faith, family, love, cannot be compromised or betrayed. And E is for eternal. The things worth having and fighting for are nothing that money can buy, and this the Lord imprinted upon her heart. People started to notice the difference. Something was different. What was it? She just smiled. She knew. She was totally in love with her Lord. She knew that she wasn't perfect. She knew that she could not do it all, at least the way others did it. She knew that her best would be God's best for her. She was not perfect, but she was free. She previously felt that she had let everyone down, but now she knew it was a lie. The lies that bound her to this world, her hurt, her outlook on life, she had failed to look within for the strength that only God could provide. Somehow she had taken her eyes off of him and put them on the things of this world. The dream. The dream helped her to see with new eyes. It helped her to focus on the eternal, and it had given her the words she could say daily to remind herself that as much as she emptied into her family, the more the Lord would infill her and provide for all of her needs. Dear friends, please know the Lord will provide for all of your needs. Give him a chance to do this for you, and know you are special and loved. Of this I am sure. Have a very blessed Christmas, and my prayer for the new year for all of you is to have a heart filled overflowing with the love and peace of Christ. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.